Holding on daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, we are holding in the first wide line of Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. Says the Gemara, Amar of Yitzchak Bar Shila, Amar of Masa, Amar of Chista. A bunch of rabbis said, Ha'av Shemachal al Kvodo, if a father is Mochel, his honor, Kvodo Machal, the honor is in fact forgiven, you can then behave in a less than honorable way toward him. But Harav Shemachal al Kvodo, but if a Rebbe wants to be Mochel, his Kvod, Ein kvodo machu. It is ineffective. You still have to honor him to a great degree. Rav Yosef Amar, and Rav Yosef disagrees. He says, Afilu harav shemachal al kvodo, kvodo machu. That even if a Rebbe is mochal on his kavod, it works. He could be mochal on his kavod. He has the right to be mochal on his kavod. How do I know? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Vahashem holeich lefnehem yomam. That Hashem walked in front of the Jewish people in the Midbar during the daytime. So Hashem was mochal on his own kavod by walking in the front of the line. If Hashem could be mochal on his kavod, then for sure a rabbi who is his representative, so to speak, could be mochal on his kavod. Omar Rava. Rava says, no. You're looking at it backwards. You think it's a kal v'chomer, that if Hashem could be mochel in his kavod, then a rabbi for sure could be mochel in his kavod. It's the opposite, he says. Omar Rava, hachi hashta, it's a faulty comparison. Hasam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, alma dileihu, v'tora dileihi. Over there by Hashem, the world is his, and the Torah is his, so mochel eliyakrei. So he can be mochel, his honor. Meaning, since he has complete ownership of everything, when one owns something, one can be mochel it. But, hacha, Torah dilehi? Question mark. Over here, do you think the Torah belongs to the rabbi? That he has the right to be mochel, the honor due to him because of his Torah knowledge? Says the Gemara, Hadar Amar Rava. Then Rava came back and said, in. Yeah, I absolutely think so. Torah dileihi. The Torah that a Talmud Chacham learns is his. It belongs to him. How do I know that? Tichsiv, ubetorah so, yage yomam v'layla. Pasuk says, ubetorah so, yage yomam v'layla. In his Torah, he should toil day and night. And if you look at Rashi, ubetorah so, yage, ki im betorah Hashem cheftso. Pasuk starts that calling it the Torah Hashem, that he desires the Torah Hashem, and then it says Torah so yege. So betchila he nikreis Torah Hashem. First we call it Torah Hashem umisha lamda vegarsa, and once he learns it and becomes fluent in it, he nikreis Torah so. It then becomes called his own Torah. So he actually acquires that Torah. Ask the Gemara, Eini, is this really so? Vaharava Mashki Be Hilula Debray. Rava was serving as a waiter, was giving out drinks to the bartender by the wedding of his son. Vidal Le Kasa Lraf Papa Lrafuna Braid Rav Yeshua. And he went to bring a kos to Rav Papa and Rafuna Braid Rav Yeshua. Vikamu Mikame. And they got up for him because he's Rava. He's a big Talmud Chacham. Lrav Mari Lrav Pinchas Braid Rav Chista. Then Rava came and started to serve Rav Mari and Rav Pinchas Braid Rav Chista, v'lo kamu mikamei, and they did not stand for him. Ikbid. So Rav got upset. V'amar, and he said, Hanu Rabbanan Rabbanan. Do you think you guys are such great rabbis that you don't stand? V'hanu Rabbanan Lav Rabbanan. And Rav Papa and Rav Huna Braid Rav Shua, who I served first, are not real rabbis, and that's why they stood? I mean, why do you think this is, that you're not standing? Because you're the real rabbis, and the other guys who stood for me aren't the real rabbis? Is that what you think? Visu, and another story, Rav Papa Avimashki Behelula de Abba Marbere. Rav Papa was giving out drinks at the wedding of Abba Mar, his son. V'dali le kasa le Rav Yitzchak Braid Rav Yehuda, v'lo kami kamei. And he brought a coast to Rav Yitzchak Braid Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yitzchak Braid Rav Yehuda didn't stand for him. V'ikbid! And he got upset about it, that he didn't stand for him. So, what's the question? What's the Gemara asking? We just said before that a rabbi has the right to be mochel on his kavod. Presumably, when he's serving drinks, that is a mechila, because what's he doing serving drinks? So he's being mochel. How then could he get upset that they're not standing for him? If he has a right to be mochel, and he was mochel, then you can't get upset that people aren't being noe kavod. So Gemara says, Afilu hachi hidur miyavid leba'u. Now, even though he's being mochel, still they should do some sort of acknowledgement of the fact that he's a Talmud Chacham. hidur, just to like the bounce stand. You know, you ever see that? If someone walks in the room, instead of stand, you don't have to maybe stand the whole way, but at least something, some acknowledgement, some, you know, right, nod or something, right, exactly, something like that. Period. Main point on the bottom of Lam Beis Amud Aleph was a father can be mochel in his kavod, but there's machlokas whether a rebbe can or cannot. And main point number one on Lamed Beis Amud Beis is even if a rebbe is mochel in his kavod, even if a rebbe is mochel in his kavod, you should still do some sort of acknowledgement, some sort of hidur. You should still acknowledge him in some way. Says Gemara further now. Amar Ravashi, afilu man yamar Rav Shmachal kavod kavod machul. Even if you say that a Rebbe is able to be machal on his kavod, and that it's effective when he's machal on his kavod, Nasi shemachal al kavod, the leader of the community, the Nasi, who's machal on his kavod, ain kavod machal. His kavod is not forgiven. Ask the Gemara Meis, I'll ask Kasha on that. Meis, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shov, Rabbi Tzadik, Shayim, Mesubim, Beis HaMishtu, Benoshor, Ben Gamliel. There was a story with Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shov, Rabbi Tzadik, that were all enjoying they were all sitting at the party of the son of Rabbi Gamliel, at the wedding of Rabbi Gamliel's son, and Rabbi Gamliel was a Nasi, Evan, right? Rabbi Gamliel was a Nasi. Vayram Gamliel Omer Omeid Umashkalem. Rabbi Gamliel was standing there serving. Apparently this was common practice, that kids at your kid's wedding, you're the bartender. So he was serving them drinks. Nasan Akos Rabbi Lazar V'lo Natlo. And he gave the case to Belazar, the coast to Belazar. Belazar would not accept it from him. I can't take service from a Nasi. Nasa le Rabbi Shua v'kiblo. He gave it to Rabbi Shua, and Rabbi Shua was like, sure, no problem, and he took it. Amr lo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer turns to Rabbi Yehoshua, who just took the coast, and he says, Maze Yehoshua. What's going on with you, Yehoshua? How could you do that? Anu Yoshvin, we're going to sit here. V'ram Gamliel omiru mashkaleinu. And we're going to allow Ram Gamliel to serve us drinks? Amar Lei, Rabbi Shua said, Matsinu gadol mimenu sheshimesh, that we found people much greater than Rabbi Gamliel who have served, and it apparently is not a problem. Think about it. Avraham gadol ador haya. Avraham Avinu was gadol ador. The Kasavon, what does it say about him when the angels came to visit him? V'hu omer aleihem, that he was serving them. He was sitting there serving them whatever they needed. V'shema tomru, unless you say, kemalachi asharis nidmulo, that yeah, he was serving them because they were even more higher ranking than Avram Avinu. Why are they more higher ranking than Avram Avinu? Because those guests were no normal people. They were malachim. Lo nidmulo el arvayim. That's not true. He didn't know that. He thought that they were a bunch of Arabs. And still he served them. V'anu lo yehiram gamliel b'revi omir mashkalenu. And you're going to have a problem with Ram Gamliel being mashka, giving us to drink. Amar lahem Rabbi Tzadok. Rabbi Tzadok overheard this conversation and he said to them, "An masay atem anichem kavodu shel makom, v'atem asuku oskim b'kavod abrios." Why are you leaving aside the honor of God and talking about the honor of human beings? Meaning, if you really want to prove that someone great can serve someone of a lesser stature, why are you bringing a raya from a human being, from Avram Avinu? You could bring the ultimate raya from God. Because you know who God serves every single day? Every single human being. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mashiv Ruchos, Umalin Nesiyim, Umorin Matar, Umatzmiach Adama, Va'orech Shulchan, Levnei Kol Echad Ve'echad. Hashem allows the wind to blow and he he's Malin Nesiyim, he puts people in positions of power, and he makes the rain fall, and he allows the ground to grow things, and he sets a table for each and every person. And we're going to have a problem with Ram Gamliel serving us. So the Gemara says it can't be that a Nasi has to be honored even when he's mochel on his kavod. Even Hashem, when he's mochel on his kavod, doesn't have to be honored. Meaning, even Hashem is allowed to serve us. So it can't be that a Nasi is not allowed to serve us. Ela I itmar, hachi itmar. Rather, if you want to say it, it's as follows. Amar Ravashi, afilu man yamar nasi shmachal al kavod kavod machal. That even if you assume a nasi can be machal on his kavod, melech shmachal al kavodo, ein kavodo machal. If a king is machal on his kavod, his honor is not machal. King can never be machal on his kavod. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, som tasam alecha melech, shetehei emaso alecha. The Pasuk says you should appoint a king, and that teaches us you have to have ema of the king. You have to have constant fear of the king, that's our mitzvah. So, Evan, you want to summarize that for us? So, the main point over there will be that a Nasi can be mochel on his kavod, because even Avram and even HaKadosh Baruch Hu were mochel on the kavod, but a melech cannot be mochel. Because somtas melech a melech. One second afterwards. Tan Rabbanan says the Braisa, Mipnei Seva Takum. Pasuk says you stand for an old person. Yachla filu Mipnei Zaken Hashmai. I might think you even stand for an old person who's like a bad guy, who's not worthy of anything. Tamalomar Zaken. Vein Zaken El Chacham. So that's what the Pasuk says. Zaken, Zaken always means a Chacham. We're going to learn six things about standing for people. So number one is that you stand only for a zaken who's worthy of it. Shenemar, asuli shivamish mi zikne Yisrael. Pasuk says, gather 70 men from the zikne Yisrael. So what was the qualification over there? For Moshe to gather 70 old people? No, what does zaken mean over there? Tamidei chachamim. Rabbi Yossi Aglili amarein zaken al misha kano chachma. Zaken means someone who's acquired wisdom. Shenemar, Hashem kanani reshes darko. That Hashem has given me as an acquisition his derech. Second thing we learn. I might think that you should stand for a zakein from a distance when you see him far away. Tamalomar takum vadarta. That's why the pasuk says takum, and then right away it says vadarta, that you should acknowledge. Lo amarti kima ela b'makom sheish hidur. We learn from there that standing is only if it's recognizable that you're acknowledging him. He's a mile away and you start standing. That doesn't show that you're actually acknowledging him. Standing is with a recognition. Third halacha, yachol yadrenu b'mamon. I might think that when the pasuk says vadarta, that you should honor him, it means to like give money to him, honor him with money. Tamalomer takum vadarta. That's why the pasuk says takum vadarta. Ma kima she'in b'chisron kis. Just like standing doesn't cost you any money, af hidur she'in b'chisron kis. So to any honor you show for him shouldn't have to cost you any money. So the way to honor a Talmud Chacham is not by spending money on him, it is by showing other means of honor. Fourth, Yachol Yamr mi beis hakisei beis hamerchatz. I might think that you have to stand in front of him, even if he walks into the bathroom and you're sitting in the bathroom or the bathhouse and everyone's naked in the bath, you got to stand for him. Tamalomar takum vadarta. That's why it says takum, but right away vadarta. Lo amarti kima el b'makom sheish hidur. You only stand in a respectable place, in a place where there is hidur, where there is some sense of respectability. Fifth halacha, yachol yatzmein of kamish laro. I might think that you have the option of closing your eyes and pretending you don't see him, and that would work also. Tamalomar takum v'yareisa. That's why he says takum and fear God. Davra masulule. This is something that's in a person's heart. Whenever something that's in a person's heart that no one else, no other human being would know what you're up to, it says, God says to stand for a Talmud Chacham. So you're going to pretend you don't see the guy. No one will know that you're ignoring the mitzvah. Everyone will think you actually don't see the guy. God knows. God knows. Sixth halacha, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Minayin lezakin shelo yatriach. How do I know that a zakin should not be place a burden on the tzibur, as Rashi points out, shalei atriach im yachal leilich derech acheres. If he can go through another path, shalo yamides atzibur, where the tzibur won't have to stand for him, that he should do that. He should avail himself of another option, so that the tzibur doesn't have to stand for him. Tam lomar zaken v'yareisa. That's why the pasuk says zaken v'yareisa. That's what Rashi explains. Zaken v'yareisa lahachi samach v'yareisa lezaken. The reason has the word v'yareisa right after zaken. Lomar to tell you, Sha'af HaZakin Yira, that the Zakin has to be your Shemayim also, and he shouldn't be interested in trying to receive that honor. Isi ben Yehuda Omer Mipnei Seva Takum Afilu Kol Seva B'mashma. Isi ben Yehuda says, you know, I think you stand for any old person, not just an old person who's a Talmud Chacham. It says Mipnei Seva Takum, so it's any old person. So that's the end of the Braisa. Now says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Hainu Tanakama, way back at the beginning of the Braisa, about seven lines before the lines got wide, Rabbi Yossi Aglili said, a zakein is only someone who's kona chachma, and that was right after the Tanakama said, ein zakein elachacha. So they're both saying what? They only stand for a zakein who's a chacham. So what are they saying differently? Rabbi Yossi Aglili Hainu Tanakama, why do they both appear there? What are they saying differently? No, what they're really arguing about is, do you also stand for a young Talmud Chacham? Do you stand for someone who's not old but is a Talmud Chacham? Tanakama says no. you only stand for someone who's both old and a Talmud Chacham. And Rabbi Yossi Aglili Savarafilu Yonik Chacham. And Rabbi Yossi Aglili thinks you stand even for a young Talmud Chacham. My time is Rabbi Yossi Aglili. What's the reason for Rabbi Yossi Aglili that you stand even for a young Talmud Chacham? Because Amalach, he'll tell you, if you think, like the Tanakhama says, that you only stand for an old Talmud Chacham, Im Kain, if that were the case, Nichtov Rachmana, the Torah should have said, and we quote what it should have said, Mipnei Seva Zakein Takum Vadarta. Who do you stand for? A Seva Zakein. Should have had those words right next to each other. Because Seva means old, Zakein means Talmud Chacham. So it should have had both requirements right next to each other. Maishna de Palginu Rachmana. Why does the Torah, what's Palginu Rachmana? Divide it up, split it up. Lemeimar to say, to high love high, that this guy is not this guy, v'high love high. And this guy is not this guy. Meaning a Seva doesn't have to be a Zakein, and a Zakein doesn't have to be a Seva. So we see from there that if a guy is a Zakein, even if he's not a Seva, if he's a Talmud Chacham, even though he's not an old man, you still stand for him. V'tanakama, and what about the Tanakama who thinks that you gotta be both? Mishum Dubai Lemismach Zakein V'yareisa. He'll tell you that the reason it splits it up is because we want the word Zakein and V'yareisa right next to each other. Why do we want the word Zakein and V'yareisa right next to each other? Because we learned something from that, that the Zakein himself should try to avoid being stood for. So the Torah had to juxtapose those words. That's why we had to split it up. Says our last little piece with Tanakama Maitaima. Why does the Tanakama think that you need to have both a Zakein and an old man? The person needs both qualities. Isal Kadaitach Kadakama Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Because if it were like Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, that one or the other is enough. Im Kain Nichtov Rachmana, then this is what the Torah, again, Nichtov means should have said or would have said. And we quote what it should have said, Mipnei Seva Takum Vadarta, you should get up and respect the Seva, and Takum Vadarta Pnei Zakein, you should get up and respect the Zakein as well. If it were really two separate things, the words Takum Vadarta would have appeared twice, once for a Seva, once for a Zakein. From the fact that it doesn't say it that way, Shema mina chadhu. It must be that it's one chif, that it's all one issue. Not at all, nowhere. Shema mina chadhu, that it's all one issue, that it's all one obligation to stand for an old person. So for an old person who is a Talmud Chacham. The main point number three, Alam Beis and Beis, six halachos about standing for elders. A, only if he's a Chacham, which happens to be disputed, that happens to be a machlokas. B, only if he's close by. C, not if it costs you money. D, not in the bathroom. E, don't pretend not to see him. And F, a zakein shouldn't be matriach others. And then the final main point, we have a machlokas tanaim if you stand for a young Talmud Chacham. Whether you stand for a young Talmud Chacham.